true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
This week, I'm telling you about a new document released by the Council on Foreign Relations, known as the CFR, which spells out a plan to integrate the United States, Mexico, and Canada with a common outer border. A major feature of this plan is to create a North American preference so that employers can recruit low-paid workers from anywhere in North America. No longer will illegal aliens have to be smuggled across the border. Employers can openly recruit foreigners willing to work for a fraction of U.S. wages. Just to make sure that bringing in cheap labor from Mexico is an essential part of the plan, the CFR document calls for a seamless North American market and for the extension of full labor mobility to Mexico. This CFR plan calls for massive U.S. foreign aid to the other countries, including long-term loans in pesos and contributions from UN and international funds financed by U.S. taxpayers. The CFR document calls for allowing Mexican trucks unlimited access to the United States, including the hauling of local loads between U.S. cities. The CFR document calls for adopting a tested-once principle for pharmaceuticals, by which a product tested in Mexico will automatically be considered to have met U.S. standards. The CFR document demands that we implement the Social Security Totalization Agreement. That's code language for putting illegal aliens into the U.S. Social Security system, which is bound to bankrupt the system. The experience of the European Union and the World Trade Organization makes it clear that a common market requires a court system. So the CFR document calls for a permanent tribunal for North American dispute resolution. Get ready for decisions from non-American judges who make up their rules and probably hate the United States anyway. Ask your senators and representatives which side they are on, the CFR's integrated North American community or U.S. sovereignty guarded by our own borders.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
In Texas, no, it is all over the country. Just yesterday, in the state of New Jersey, that is East Hanover, New Jersey, there was a town hall meeting. It was held by Congressman Rodney Frelinghuysen. And he occasionally holds these town hall meetings to find out what's on the mind of his constituents. That's a good thing for a politician to do. He found out that illegal immigration was the number one thing that they were concerned with. The first question right out the gate by one of the attendees was, quote, when is the federal government going to do something proactive about the illegal immigration problem in this country, unquote. The congressman went into the normal soft shoe routine, you know, the Bojangles Robinson routine, the tap dance of, well, quote, how there's a difference between legal and illegal immigration, unquote. We all knew that. The people there knew it. We didn't need you to say that. Just answer the damn question. He said that we were a nation of immigrants. Well, you know, I'm sick of that one too. We're also a nation of Americans and a nation of laws, but they never mentioned that one. He said that he empathized with the people there, and he said, quote, I realize there's a school of thought that we ought to gather everyone that's here illegally up and fly them back to their countries, but they're entitled to due law by process of law, and that's just the way it is, unquote. Well, you know what? When the congressman mentioned the L word, law, immediately one of the audience members asked the question, quote, if it's the law, then why doesn't somebody do something about it and get them out of here, unquote. Perfect question. Absolutely perfect question. Having said that, he comes back and he says, well, immigrants have become an integral part of our society. And he went on to say, quote, I'm not saying I endorse illegal activity, but it's a huge issue. Many of them have families here. But my attitude is if they're working hard, and if they're not on welfare, and they're sending money back home, then more people won't want to come here, unquote. Gobbledygook. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable to me that a United States congressman would say this. I don't endorse illegal activity, but many of them have families, and if they're working hard, they're illegal. They're not supposed to be in this country. End of story. Say it like that. Don't candy coat it. Don't play with it. Don't drool it and dribble it out of your mouth. Come on out and say it. Don't be afraid. I just said it, and I'm not in pain. Say it the way people want to hear it. A United States congressman should not be worried about whether they have a family here or not, and they should send them home. A United States congressman should not be talking about immigrants, unquote, being integral to this nation and being a nation of immigrants. His constituents came there to talk about illegal immigration, and he should confine his comments to that issue and that issue only, and not go into some kind of diverse rambling about a nation of immigrants and they have become part of this country. We understand that people come from other countries to come to America, and we're not fighting that within reasonable numbers. What we are fighting is illegal immigration. And why didn't this congressman say this, this Rodney Frelinghuysen? Why didn't he just come out and agree with these people that there is a problem and that he would work as hard as he could to fix it when he's back in Washington? When politicians speak in these terms about a nation of immigrants and they might have families and they've become an integral part of our country, when you hear this, you know that they are afraid. They are trying to cover their own assets. They are trying to duck and dodge and not appear to be harsh or blunt on the issue. It's their way of covering all bases and attempting to appeal to all people, and you can't do that. Now, I'm willing to bet that not one hard answer was given in New Jersey at the town hall meeting yesterday. Not one. Not one hard answer to any question was given. It was all shuck and jive, duck and dodge, flim and flam. And that's what you will get from these people. And just so you know, folks, this Congressman Frelinghuysen has an excellent voting record on the issue in the A and B range. That's right. He votes A and B. That's what he gets for his voting record on illegal immigration. Which shows me that he is willing to walk the walk, but not talk the talk. And both are necessary in 2005. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. If the guy votes right, what difference does it make what he says? It means a lot of difference. I want those who represent us to be strong, bold, and even fearless. I want them to say the right thing and encourage others to say the right thing. And their words will encourage those out here who have lost hope and lost faith that anything's ever going to be done about this. I want him to speak out on the issue so that we don't have to ask Rodney, how do you feel about this, without looking at his voting record. We will know how he feels by his words and his actions. That's what I ask from these people. And I thank this Mr. Frelinghuysen. I thank him for his votes in Congress. I absolutely do. But I do not thank him for his slipshod, slipslide, and flim-flam when he talks to the public. Tell them the truth. Tell them that this is wrong and that you will try to fix it. You will do all in your power to fix it. But don't sit there and lie talking about this is a nation of immigrants. This is a nation of Americans. That's what this is, and it always has been from day one, and that's what it will be from now on. And until these politicians learn to do that, we are sunk. That is why we must demand not only the votes from this gentleman, but his words and his thoughts and his actions in the street to show people how he feels. And I demand that from every person elected in this country, and if they don't do that, they need to be put the hell out of office. And that's the name of that tune. This is a Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. In a recent press conference, Nation of Islam Minister Tony Muhammad took it upon himself to bash law enforcement. Muhammad claimed he was beat up by LAPD officers following a confrontation in South Los Angeles. He was asked by an officer to move from behind the officer. Muhammad replied, "Make me." This is just another example of the Nation of Islam seeking confrontation with peace officers. This has been an ongoing theme for the Nation of Islam for years. Now that their power is losing ground politically and geographically, attacking peace officers is one of the few sources left to the Nation of Islam leaders to get press time. Fostering violent confrontations between self-appointed leaders and peace officers is stock and trade for the Nation of Islam. They're not about to stop on their own. Tony Muhammad and the Nation of Islam are trying to capitalize on confrontations at the expense of hard-working peace officers and the communities they are sworn to serve. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Today we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of my voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight live at WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, or curse me out, but don't forget you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. But before we start, I must ask you a question. Why is a United States congressman riding in a Mexican Independence Day parade in the state of Texas? This idiot, this congressman, Lloyd Doggett, he's a Democrat from Texas. He was riding in this parade, and while riding in this Mexican Independence Day parade, this is for a foreign nation, he compared the Minutemen to the Ku Klux Klan. That's right. This is a man who has worked against the United States of America for 10 years. This is a man that lives in a border state, sees a problem, and works as hard as he can to make it worse, and he has been very successful at doing that. 10 years he's been in Congress, and listen, the list goes on and on, but just listen to this. In 1996, he voted for H.R. 2202 to continue chain migration. In 2005, he voted to protect sanctuary policies for illegal aliens. In 2005, he voted against increasing interior enforcement. In 2005, he voted against authorizing the military to assist the Border Patrol. In 2005, he voted against barring driver's licenses for illegal aliens. In 2004, he voted against H.R. 10 to complete the border fence. In 2004, he voted against increased deportation of alien terrorists. In 2004, he voted in favor of Social Security benefits for illegal aliens from Mexico. In 2004, he voted again for sanctuary policies to protect illegal aliens. And in 2003, he voted against an amendment to fight foreign IDs for illegal aliens like the matricular card. And in 2003, he co-sponsored a bill to reward illegal aliens for in-state tuition and amnesty. With in-state tuition and amnesty. This is what he's been doing the last 10 years in Congress. But then he says that the Minutemen are the KKK. It is you, Congressman Doggett, who spawned the Minutemen. Without you doing these dastardly deeds and voting against America every chance you get, you made the Minutemen. You molded them with your hands and your deeds and your words. And now they're here and you talk about them like they got a tail. This list would go on and on, folks. If I had 2 hours, I could read you everything this congressman has done. But during his tirade against the Minutemen, he went on to say, quote, "Some say these Minutemen are new to Texas. That's not really true. It's just that years ago they used to wear white sheets," unquote. Unbelievable. Here is a guy that says the Minutemen are in the way of the Border Patrol, and the Border Patrol can do their job very easily, which is a lie, because they haven't been able to do their job, because people like you have tied their hands. But you suck. You really do. You suck, Congressman, and it's people like you that are tearing this country down, but your day is coming. The people in Texas will wake up, and they will put your sorry behind out where you deserve to be, on the unemployment line, trying to get you a real job. Good luck. Tonight, Congressman Lloyd Doggett, idiot politician from Texas, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, it goes on and on and on. Speaking of politicians who will not do the will of the people, I heard a gentleman one day on the radio, and I read some things in a newspaper about him, and he is absolutely speaking up on this issue of illegal immigration, and I want to introduce you to him tonight. I only bring people on here who are of like mind. I do not give our precious time to those who oppose us. And this man is of like mind. He is running for governor of the great state of Arizona. I want to introduce you tonight to Don Goldwater. Don, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how are you doing tonight?
It's my pleasure, buddy. It really is. I was very impressed with some of the words that I saw that you said. And this woman that you're running against, Janet Napolitano, I know very much about her because I worked very hard on Prop 200 there with the folks in Arizona. I did all I could on the radio to get that thing passed since we are on the air in Phoenix, Arizona. But I know what kind of person she is. Now she's declaring Arizona to be a disaster area because of illegal immigration when she is the one who made it that way.
Well, you know, that's a big jump that she declared a national state of emergency. She authorized $1.5 million to take care of four counties along the southern Arizona border. I mean, put it in perspective, $1.5 million won't buy a cheap house in some of our upscale places.
Thank
like
you.
Scottsdale and Paradise Valley.
Unbelievable.
That's a joke. You know, as the next governor of the state of Arizona, I will declare an emergency, and I will recognize by declaring a state of emergency that people's lives are threatened, their properties are threatened, their lifestyles are threatened. I have a three-pronged approach to taking care of the state of emergency. First off, we're going to put boots down on the ground. We're going to put boots down on the ground in the form of Arizona Rangers. We're going to put boots down on the ground in the form of the Minutemen. And if we need to, we're going to put boots down on the ground in the form of the National Guard to act as a big block watch to help the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency round up these illegal aliens. And that's not going to do by itself. So the other thing we're going to do is in the areas where it's applicable, we're going to put a fence along the border. I've talked to companies like Raytheon who have equipment that would help surveillance. They're dying to put that equipment out on the border. And I think that three-pronged approach will, if not slow down, if not stop, the illegal immigration coming across the border. Next thing we got to do, Terry, is we've got to come back into the state and look at the cities and towns that provide a safe haven for illegal aliens in our towns. We need to have our own summit. We need to have a summit with police officers, mayors of towns, and the legislature. And we need to explain to these mayors of these towns that they are spending state money on illegal activity. And if they continue to do so, the legislature and I will take a serious about stopping the funding to those towns until they determine to clean up their act. The Supreme Court about 5 or 6 years ago passed a ruling that allowed local law enforcement to aid with ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, in rounding up and enforcing the illegal aliens the laws pertaining to the illegal aliens. And that's what we want to see be done immediately. I want to see action plan. I want to see verification. I want to see results, and I want to see it now.
Well, Don, let me ask you this. You say the federal government authorized that, and I know that to be a fact. Why hasn't Governor Napolitano used that authorization to get these police officers trained and ready to go out and help these Border Patrol enforce these laws? Why do you think she hasn't done it?
It goes against everything the liberals stand for. And for her to go out and do something like that, basically it's a political problem. She'd lose her base and she'd be laughed out of town by the Democratic Party.
Well, and she probably would. You know, I always say if you're a Democrat now, you love your party because they're doing exactly what they should be doing. It's the Republicans who have so many people who are a little bit angry at the party because the Republican Party has slid a little bit to the left, and that kind of hurts. But we need some good conservative politicians out there that are going to obey and enforce the laws. That's what we need. And I love everything you're saying tonight. This is giving hope to people. Now what we got to do is get you in office. How's it looking? What's been your feedback?
Well, I think we're looking pretty good. We're right. There's three parts to a campaign. There's the qualifying period. We're running clean elections. And for your audience out in the states other than Arizona, if you don't know what clean elections is, it was something passed by the Democrats that you use public funding to run your elections. A person who runs a traditional campaign against a person who runs a clean election campaign essentially ends up financing the person who runs clean elections. It's pretty complicated to explain in 2 minutes, but essentially what it forces campaign people to do is run clean elections. So we're in the first part of that, and that's a qualifying period to qualify for clean elections. I need to gather approximately 9,000 signatures. I have to gather donations of $5 from 5,000 citizens of Arizona. And then I get to raise $46,000 seed money or early money. I can get that from anyone in the United States, but I can only take a check or cash for $120 or less. So that's where we're sitting right now. We're getting great response out in the public. We're hitting people left and right four or five, six, seven times a day, different groups, talking with them. And the response we're getting out there has been really awesome.
I believe that people there are hungry for this. You're a native Arizonan?
Yes, I am.
Now this governor that's there now, she's not from Arizona, is she?
No, she's not. She's not. She's been in Arizona for about 10 years. She started off as the attorney working with Anita Hill to go against Robert Bork under the Clinton administration. She was from her work there. Clinton gave her the job as U.S. attorney, and then we had a race out here for attorney general where unfortunately the two Republicans in the primary just absolutely beat themselves up to the point where they had nothing left in the general, and she won that as attorney general. And then our last candidate for governor didn't run the best of campaigns, and she slipped by him.
Well, and Dom, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you have to be born in Arizona to be a politician there. That's not my meaning. What I'm saying is she seems not to understand the needs of the state. She seems not to understand that there's a disconnect between what she's willing to do and what she wants. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast about what these politicians want and what the people want, she doesn't seem to get it. I know tons of people from Arizona. I talk to them all the time. I visit there. I was there last month in August. And I'm telling you, those people there are hungry to have this problem cleaned up. And I do not understand why she doesn't know. Within 10 years, she should have an understanding of the state.
No, within 10 years, she has an understanding of what the next political job she wants, and that's about it.
Jeez. Well, we're going to see what happens on this. We want to let you know one thing. We are here for you. You're being heard in Phoenix, Arizona now on one of the main stations there, KFNX. You're also going to be heard in California, and there will be donations coming from here in Nevada and all over the country. We have a national audience. But the main thing I want you to know is we're here for you. I don't endorse anybody. I never have. But I like what you say, and anybody who speaks it right and says it right and walks it right has carte blanche to come on this show whenever they have something that they need to say and to call in and let us hear your voice. Anytime you want to call here, you are welcome.
I appreciate that. I just wanted, if I could give out some information.
Absolutely. That was my next thing I was going to ask you for.
And before I do that, I just wanted to let you know that Chris Simcox, who's with the Minutemen Project, the Minutemen Project has endorsed the policy of our campaign. And Chris Simcox, as the newspaper editor, has endorsed my campaign.
Well, he's well known on this show. He has a lot of fans here too.
He's a great person.
Yes, he is.
You can contact our campaign at 1-602-920-2958.
One more time, Don.
1-602-920-2958, and our website is www.goldwater4governor.org.
Well, I'll say this. You've got the name, and that name goes a long way in the state of Arizona. It always has, and it's a popular name in the country also because of the past. But let me say this. I wish you the best, And if there's anything we can do for you, you let us know. We will do it. We are here to help anybody who is of like mind and is trying to promote this idea to fix illegal immigration, because it is the biggest problem that this country has ever faced since World War II, and it can destroy this country if it is not checked now, Don. If we don't fix this now, we don't have a lot of time left. I've been on this for about 11 years. I've been on the air almost five doing the same thing. And I'm telling you, the progress we have made has been astounding, but it's not enough. We got more work to do. I've seen more done in the last 2 years than I have in the other 9 or 10 years that I was involved in this. But that's not enough. We've still got a lot of work to do. But it just proves that things can be done. The Minutemen was great. Prop 200 was great. A lot of things that have happened have been great. But we got to stick at it. We've got to put people in office like you who will get in there and not forget us when you get there, and walk the walk. As I said, talk the talk. Both are important now in 2005. Don, we want to thank you for coming on. Give out that phone number one more time.
1-602-920-2958.
All right, folks. There he is, Don Goldwater. We're going to have you back on. We're going to stay in touch with you, keep the people up to date on what's happening with your campaign.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it very much.
All right,
good
buddy.
Good night to you and to all your audience.
It is my pleasure. You take care.
Bye.
All right, folks. There you go. Somebody in Arizona who's trying to do something about it. Yeah, he's trying to get in office. He's trying to get in office. And, you know, politicians say a lot of things when they're trying to get in office. But, boy, he's sure been saying them strong. Strong and bold. And I'm going to tell you something. That doesn't happen often nowadays. I mentioned earlier about the guy in New Jersey. He walks the walk. He votes properly. And I thank him for that. I think that's a great thing. But it's not enough. You've got to stand up strong out there in public and say the things that need to be said. And if you don't do that, you will not give the encouragement that people need. And not just people. We're talking about other politicians. If they hear you speaking up on the scene, because most of them are scared, with the exception of a few like Tom Tancredo, most of them are scared. So if they hear politicians, congressmen or senators, whoever, standing up and talking, then they will do the right thing. And they will help others to do the right thing also. We've got Ray Haynes here. Let's go to Ray Haynes right quick, calling about the California Border Police. Ray, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how are you doing?
Pretty good, buddy. How about yourself?
Doing great. We are, yesterday, we dropped 250,000 petitions in the mail.
Wow.
We've got, that puts us at about 350,000 to 400,000, somewhere in that neighborhood, petitions out. We need people to start returning their petitions.
Get them back, folks. Get them filled out and send them back. Now,
you bet. We expect. We also, as part of the petition drop of the 250,000, we sent out a request for money, where we expect as that money comes in, we're going to start our paid petition gathering process. So we're going to. I expect that on the California Border Police at calborderpolice.com, for those who want to get up and help us some more. We're going to have our paid petition gathers out somewhere in the neighborhood of October 1st to October 10th.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good. That's what people want to hear. People ask me all the time, how's it going? How come we're not hearing more about it? Well, I say that's partly our job. We on the radio have to get the word out here. That's why we're here for you, Ray. And the other thing is the people have to talk it up. They've got to call talk shows. They've got to be vocal out there with their friends, relatives, and neighbors. And so it's on all of us. Ray,
I will tell you, with the special election, as we're gearing up for the special election, we just had the Republican convention in Anaheim this weekend, and every single Republican headquarters in the state came in and got petitions.
Good.
So if they can't find them, they can go down to the Republican headquarters, they'll find Border Police petitions.
Sounds good. Give us that contact information one more time, Ray.
Get up on calborderpolice.com. Sorry, I don't have the phone number in front of me again. I got to remember to keep the phone number, but it's up on calborderpolice.com, and that you can order petitions there or donate there if they wish.
All right. Ray Haynes, Assemblyman in the state of California. Ray, we appreciate you coming on. Stay in touch. Let us know how it's going. Folks, send back your petitions and send in your money. They need it now. All right, Ray. Thanks a lot, buddy.
You bet, Terry. Thank you.
Take care. There you go, folks. Something you can get your teeth in. You know, everybody says we need something to do. Well, there it is. Send in your money. Send your petitions. Let's get it going. We can do this. It is a very important thing for us to do. I really believe that. Here's Chief Bratton again, folks. Here's a guy who believes that you have no right to protest the state of California not being involved in immigration reform. And let me tell you something. He's a liar because what he says is not true. He says we are not in that business. The people have said it. We have not said that. I was never asked by him or given a vote. Here it is.
What is it that you specifically are critical of?
They're here illegally. His job is to uphold the law.
Go talk to your legislature about that, in as much as California has pretty much indicated they don't want the police involved in that issue, we're out of that business, so that's the reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
$15 covers the price of the CD and a little bit for the show. That's why we've set that figure as low as we could. But if you send that to us, it'll help us stay on the air. You know, it takes a lot of money to run this. And like I always say, that this airtime is very expensive. We are on some of the biggest markets in the country, Los Angeles, Vegas, Phoenix, and it's not cheap. So we take no salary here. We take no gas money here. We are on the air, and all the money goes to airtime, folks, and we need your help to pay for that airtime. So if you want this great CD by Luca, send us $15 or more to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 1604. We need your help to stay on air. Please send us that, and we will get it out to you as soon as possible. Okay, let me go to the lines now. Let's go to Mike calling from Van Nuys, California. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I just wanted to call, and first I just want to say, you know, there's a lot of your listeners that obviously, I mean, I don't mean to say this in a bad way, they're just sitting around not really doing much more than just listening, saying, yeah, Terry's right, yeah, this problem is what it is. I saw an article today in the L.A. Times in the California section. It made me sick to my stomach. It's regarding this a gentleman that went down to try to organize a group of Border Patrol, and there's some issues here where they're talking about, you know, one of the guys is, you know, saying that that the intention was for us to go down there and to intimidate the calling us migrant hunters and calling these people migrant hunters are going down to protect the rights of our citizens in this country. And, you know, they called it off for the fear of violence. You know, the Minutemen, they call it a Minutemen-style border patrol that kind of, you know, was over in no time at all. That's what they said in the paper, because this guy didn't organize it properly. And I think your listeners need to stop just listening and start getting more active, like you say, and involved. And I'll tell you, the way to do that is I'm putting something together. I got a group of Marines and Army guys from the reserves that are going to be getting involved with this. And we're going to orchestrate a very, very big counter to what would happen with this, what they try to do this weekend.
Well, you know, Mike, it sounds good. We need that showing. And you know, we're nonviolent people. We don't want to hurt anybody. But it just seems to me that we are being pushed around by people who are bent on violence. And it's really sad. It really is.
Terry, I just want to tell you, I'm sick and tired of hearing people say that our intention is not to apprehend them,
no,
but to go down and just report them. We need to start apprehending them, make citizens arrest, and not call the Border Patrol and tell them it's too late. They're already in the state by then. You know, we need to start getting more active and have these people get them in what they call a citizen's arrest, which we have the right to do. They're here illegally. They're invading our country, and we have the right to do that as citizens of the United States of America when our country is in jeopardy, which it is.
Well, you know, Mike, that one's going to be tested, and we'll see what happens with it. I, you know, we know it's going to be some protests over that, but we'll see.
I'm not saying getting violent. I'm not saying...
Oh, no, I know you're not. I know you're not. You're talking about your right as an American citizen to do a citizen's arrest. If you see any crime being broken in this country, that's what they tell us our right is, so it's going to be tested. We will see.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the call, and you're right. We need to have a better showing down there, and it'd be good if you could get some guys down there who aren't afraid. You know what I mean? And
next week, I'm going to call in. I'm going to call in next week, and I'll give you the time, the date, and everything when we're going to be going down there. And everybody can get together, and we can have a rendezvous down there. And then this time, they were holding up flags. They weren't holding up United States flags, the protesters against the demonstrators that were going down there peacefully to protest. They were holding up Mexican flags, having mariachi music, and all kinds of other stuff. And that's showing right there that they have no love for their country at all.
Zero.
By holding that flag up.
I would agree. Mike, thanks for the call. Let us know what's going on next week.
All right,
buddy. Take care.
Bye.
All right, let's get to Jonathan Rose now, calling from Capital Gold Group. Jonathan, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well, Terry. How you doing?
Not too bad.
So, listen, the price of gold since we last spoke the other week has been continued to soar.
Isn't that something?
We've seen it go up to $460 an ounce this week. One of the main reasons why we've seen gold soar is really because, you know, people are coming to our country. They're taking advantage of our economy. It's putting a strain on our U.S. dollar. The dollar is continuing to shrink. And as the dollar continues to shrink, you're going to see the price of gold continue to rise. And that's why it's important for people to diversify their portfolio, and not just have paper assets tied up everywhere. You really want to hold on to something tangible, something you can use in terms of an emergency, and that's gold. Gold isn't just being affected by the shrinkage of the dollar. Our own central banks, Terry, right now, they're selling portions of our dollars off and buying other currencies such as the euro, because the euro is backed by gold and silver.
It makes a difference.
So it's definitely very important to find out how you can protect yourself with gold, and more importantly, the types of gold out there that's going to offer you the most security right now, especially the way the market is. And for your listeners this evening, we have something a little bit special to offer them. We have an insider's gold guide. It's a $20 value, and it will actually show them how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices, which gold coins will give them a better return in the future. And just for calling tonight, everybody's going to get a Kennedy half silver dollar. It's real silver. They don't make them anymore. It's a Kennedy half dollar. All they have to do is pick up the phone and dial 1-800-510-9594. That's 1-800-510-9594. And everybody's going to receive the Insider's Gold Guide, a free Kennedy half, and more importantly, find out how you can protect yourself with solid gold that you get to hold on to. 1-800-510-9594.
All right, Johnson, we want to thank you for updating us on that. We're going to give out that number again at the end of the show. That's 1-800-510-9594. We're going to give out again at the end of the show. Thank you so much for that, Johnson. Here's something people can get their teeth into if they're worried about their assets and worried about the future. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, Terry. Take care.
Take care. All right. All right, folks, let us get now to Jim Gilchrist. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Not too bad. About as good as can be expected on a Sunday night, sitting here behind a microphone. I should be at home watching that last NFL game, but you know how it goes.
Hi, I just got back from my office, been busy all day, and was at the California Republican Convention all day.
I heard you were very nicely accepted there, too.
Pretty well. A lot of meeting and greeting with prospective supporters, and it's surprising how I'm getting support from all the parties, not just one or two. It's Democrats are coming over, and Republicans are telling me they're going to support me and vote for me. Not all of them, of course, but those who like me.
You know why, Jim? Because Democrats and Republicans alike both want this problem fixed in our country. I mean, that's not a partisan thing. That's just people, folks. They want it fixed. And I get so much mail and email from flaming left-wing, radical, liberal Democrats who want this problem fixed. So
Terry, I don't talk about it that much because it sounds unreal.
Yeah, it does.
They'll usually start out with, Mr. Gilchrist, I'm a left-wing liberal and a lifelong Democrat, but I'm voting for you for this congressional race in the 48th district. And I'm doing exactly what the government has refused to do for 40 years.
Isn't that sad that an American citizen has to step up and do it? But we're also very fortunate that somebody is willing to step up and do it. That's the important thing here.
And, you know, it's someone had to do it. Someone had to make this step. I don't know why I did it instead of why someone else didn't do this years ago. And that's why I came forth, just like you have, Terry, and Mark Edwards and George Putnam.
Yep.
We are tired of waiting and waiting and waiting because we know that nothing will happen. Out of 17 candidates in this race for the 48th Congressional District, I have no one opposing me who has any visible history in the proactive support of enforcement of U.S. immigration law.
And don't worry, you won't.
And I tell all the prospective voters out there that if there's no visible track record before they run for this office, they will certainly dodge the issue after they
get
elected.
Absolutely, good point.
You know, my opponent is spending $2 million to defeat me. And I'm wondering, wouldn't that money be better spent getting signatures for his California Border Police Initiative?
I would think so.
Because then you could get the 606,000 signatures you need literally overnight.
Overnight, and we'd have something done in this state to make it a better place to live. But you're not going to get that from any of these people. All they know is one thing, get in office and forget the people.
I agree, and it's rampant. It's with all the parties. So, well, the two major parties, Republicans and Democrats, very, very little difference anymore. They're all the same.
I would agree.
A lot of lip service, no action, no one dealing with sovereignty, no one trying to protect our borders, no one trying to deal with this rampant invasion of 4 million illegal aliens per year and growing, a threat to the Social Security system, part of it due to that, the crime, floundering schools, bankrupt hospitals.
You know, Jim, the list goes on and on. Wages, job availability, entry-level jobs, skilled jobs, it just goes on and on and on. And the problem is nobody wants to touch it because it's politically incorrect. But you're touching it. I'm touching it. George Putnam, your name, Mark Edwards, a lot of people, Barbara Cole, Glenn Spencer, a lot of people are touching this. Dan Sheehy wrote his new book on this. I mean, we're getting some traction now. We're getting things done, and that's important. And we appreciate what you're doing. How do people contact you, Jim, if they want to?
JimGilchrist.com.
That's pretty easy.
That's JimGilchrist.com, and we've got a website that's updated daily. Probably going to be talking about the carnage down in San Diego with Andy Ramirez's Friends of the Border Patrol.
Pretty yeah, that was really a sad deal. But Andy's a brave guy, and we appreciate him going down there. Jim, I got to go. I want to thank you for coming on. Keep us up to date with your campaign. Let us know what's going on.
Thank you, Kerry. I will keep in touch.
All right, Jim. Take care.
Good night.
Good guy, folks. Jim Gilchrist. We love him. We really do. Let's get to the phones now, folks. Let us go to Elliot calling from Glendale, California. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, hi, Kerry. Well, it's great to hear you again. It's great to hear Jim Gilchrist. I'm really impressed with this candidate. I've been campaigning for over 40 years. I tell people I'm the leftover Goldwater volunteer that never quit. And for sure, the American Independent Party has the best candidate they've ever had. I like the way he's reaching out among Republicans, Independents, Democrats, everybody. I went to his reception there at the Hilton in Anaheim, and you wouldn't believe it. It looked like, you'd think he was a major party candidate. He had lots of signs and literature and lots of people there. The room was packed. I think this guy can win. And the beauty of it is that if he wins because of this issue, it'll make history. This will be the first ever minor party candidate sent to Congress because he has taken the best position against the illegal immigration.
And Elliot, can you imagine what he will do to the Republican Party, for instance, when they see what he's doing on this, and their constituents will say, how come you're not doing like this independent guy is doing, guy? How come you're not talking about what he's talking about? I send you money, I put you in office, and here's a guy stepping up to the plate and doing what we want him to do. They're going to demand that their politicians do it, and guess what? Some of the Democrats are going to demand it too. And this is going to be the greatest thing that ever happened on this issue. I only hope he can get the proper traction and get in there, because if he does, he will change the look of the whole Congress, and that's a fact.
Now, let me say one more thing.
Yes, sir.
That is that I don't trust any of the Republican candidates for this reason. They will be influenced by President Bush. They'll be influenced by Governor Schwarzenegger. They'll be influenced by all of these congressmen, the largest delegation being from California. And Jim Gilchrist isn't going to be representing people because he's in a different party, and he's really going to represent we, the people. The people and the Constitution, the people that really matter. So this is a real victory for us common folks that can't buy an election like these big fat cat contributor receiving bribed and paid for candidates.
Well, I agree with you. There's exceptions to that rule, like Tom Tancredo, who has denounced the president pretty much and the party on this issue. But you're absolutely right. That's rare. I want to thank you for calling, Elliot. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Steve calling from Anaheim, California. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. I was there last night, too, at the Hilton, and I'd seen Jim. And I met a guy the first time. I'm sure you met him, too. It's Tim Bugler.
Well, I know Tim.
Tim bragged about you very much, and I was very impressed. You are a big man around this country, and I want to tell you right now, Terry, I thank you for everything you're doing, and I wish everybody was like you on the airwaves, John and Kent, all of them. I know they're working hard, but you are the man, they said. And I believe you are the man. And you get.
Well, I just try to do my part, Steve. And, you know,
you're doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate it. And I accept the help that John and Kent are giving me. I appreciate their help. And I say that tongue in cheek.
Well,
but to be honest, I'm committed to this, Steve. I really am. And if we all get committed to it, we can get it fixed.
Well, thank you for your time, and I'm doing everything I can for you, and thanks for getting, Terry.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks for the kind words.
Thank you.
Let's go to Charles calling from San Jose. Charles, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Mr. Terry?
What's
this
up, buddy?
Charles out here. I want to boost the California Border Police Initiative. I've never done an initiative before, but I got so inspired by you, I've gone out and collected signatures. I'm finding it's very easy to do. And you need to ask just about everybody you see. Like yesterday, I got the water meter reader to sign the petition.
Wow.
So you do a little bit of everything
out
there.
Yeah, that's right.
And anybody who understands it, they sign the thing. And I would like to give out the phone number for it since Mr. Ray Haynes forgot the number. I have
it
over here.
He always forgets it. And I'm going to write it down here so that I have it every week from now on. Go ahead.
916-443-6. 704. Let me repeat it. 916-443-6704. And I urge everybody to get out there, get those petitions out there and sign them. It's not that hard to do. I've never done this before in my life, and I found out it's easy to do.
All right, Charles, we appreciate your work, and we appreciate the phone number, and we appreciate the good words, because you know what? If we all do it, it will get done.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine. Evelyn, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. I want to announce the California Coalition for Immigration Reform monthly meeting. It will be Wednesday, September 28th, this coming Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. CCIR members are free, and we ask non-members $5. If they want to join up at the meeting, they can join the coalition. And it's in the Garden Grove Women's Club, 9501 Chapman Avenue, at the corner of Gilbert in Garden Grove, California, and there's free parking. And you know who our speaker is going to be? Author Dan Sheehy, who wrote this great book, Fighting Immigration Anarchy, American Patriots' Battle to Save the Nation. And guess who's a prominently featured there, Mr. Anderson?
That's what they tell me.
You have a chapter all about yourself.
Yes. Dan was very gracious, and I appreciate
it. Very interesting reading. I hope a lot of people come to our meeting. And I want to say one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I also went to the Republican convention this last weekend at the Marriott Hotel in Anaheim on Saturday. And I was walking around. They had a lot of tables there. And I stopped over at Assemblymember Mark Richmond, Dr. Mark Richmond. He's been in the state assembly a long time, and he's running for state treasurer. And I mentioned at his table, why should I vote for Dr. Richmond when he voted yes for in-state tuition for illegal aliens, and he voted yes on both bills accepting the matricula consular ID card for illegal aliens. And they told me, sitting at the table, No. The in-state tuition was for legal resident students, and the matricula consular card was for legal residents. Do you believe that?
Lies both times. Legal residents can get in-state tuition if they've been here long enough, and a legal resident doesn't need a matricula card. All he needs is his green card, so that's a crock.
And I told them that, and they said, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I named the bills to them, AB 540, the tuition, AB 522, and AB 25 for the consular.
Look it up,
and they kept insisting, I don't know what I'm
They talking to the wrong lady?
Well, I'm going to call Dr. Mark Richmond's office tomorrow and tell the people that his folks are lying to the public.
Good for you. Ev, thanks for the call.
Yes.
Take care.
Bye.
See how Evelyn's always ready, folks, always prepared. Boy, she's good. All right, let's go to Eric calling from Mesa, Arizona. Eric, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, I'm starting to think that we should take the right wing's point of view in regards to immigration. And the view that I'm speaking of is that how the right wing is always saying how the poor, underprivileged people, how they should help themselves in times of disaster and everything else. Well, maybe, you know, we can't expect government to do anything about the immigration either. Okay, so we got the Minutemen. That's great. But I look more towards people like Jimmy Hoffa Jr. than I do any of these gravy train legacy politicians that are going to get in there and they think that there's going to be Republican politicians that are going to do something about this. You know, they haven't voted for minimum wage increases in how long, and never will. And so because they have these illegals that are going to be taking those jobs that are necessary jobs. We're always going to need ditch diggers. We're always going to need service people.
That's right.
But the illegal immigrants are going to just pay into the system and never expect anything back.
You've got a good point, Eric.
God bless Jimmy Hoffa Jr. God bless the Minutemen, and God bless you.
All right,
and
Eric.
God help us.
All right, Eric. Thanks for the good words. Take care.
Minutemen, God
bless. A lot of wisdom here on the phone, folks. Let's go to Ann calling from Los Angeles. Ann, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
All I wanted to make was a statement. I think you're doing a good job.
Yes, ma'am.
And keep up the good work.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Ann. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Gene calling from Valley Village. That was nice. Gene, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Okay. What do you think of the Mexican army coming in towards the end into Louisiana?
Well, you know, Gene, if they're not armed and our government...
They were on television, and they most certainly were armed. I saw them.
Well, Gene, I haven't seen it, so I can't testify to it. But let me just say this. The government allowed them here, so there's not much I can say about it. Do I want the Mexican troops here? No, I do not.
Maybe our government's trying to get us used to something.
Oh, I'm sure they are. They want to get us used to seeing foreign troops on our soil, just like they had the German Air Force here. Remember that in Arizona for some time a few years ago? And they were trying to... Remember Michael New with the try to get him to serve under the United Nations? Yeah, I would agree with you. You have a good point, Gene, but, you know... Got other fish to fry tonight, so
okay.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for letting me voice my opinion.
Always. Take care.
Right.
All right. Real quick, let's go to John calling from Anaheim. John, not much time.
Terry, I'm concerned of all of the above about the Mexican national troops being brought into the States, but what we need to understand is that by the year 2005, our nation is scheduled to merge with Canada, Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. And most Americans are completely unaware of this.
Well, it's already 2005.
I'm sorry, 2010. Five years from now.
Well, John, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. It is a problem, but, you know, we do illegal immigration here. So we'll let somebody else deal with that one.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
You bet.
All right. Let's go to Shane calling from Maryland. Shane, not much time.
I'd like to comment about Bush using our National Guard to escort the Mexican army.
Right.
Let the record show that the first time Bush sends the National Guard down to the border is to let more Mexicans in. See you, Terry.
All right, Shane, thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to Brad calling from Escondido. Brad, not much time, but about 15 seconds.
I'll make it real quick. Just want to let you know, I was really disgusted with the brown berets that came down there and advocated violence if they needed to. And this is the thing that is key in our situation with the illegal immigration movement.
They're very violent people, Brad.
Absolutely. And the thing is until Americans are willing to get down and dirty like the Latino and Mexican movement, we're not going to have a chance, because the problem is these guys are willing to take it to a level or a depth, if you will, that we're not willing to, because we're a lot more better off here.
Yeah,
and
well, that
to that level,
it's coming. Brad, I gotta go. I'm at the end of the show. I want to thank you for the call. You're right, it's coming. It's just a matter of time. Thanks for calling, buddy. Don't forget our good buddy at the Capital Gold Group. Call Jonathan. It's 800-510-9594. We need your help to stay on the air, folks. Please send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget this week with the Swing, Shane. We got Hurricane Hypocrite and Border Patrol question mark. Don't forget your good folks in Arizona, there in Phoenix. Go see Rusty Childress at Children's Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback. Thank you, Mike Reed, engineer, and my producer, Les Blinghorn, for taking your calls. I want to remind you of those three websites we talk about every week, the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. That board is still full, folks. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. America is at war right now.
It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.